We have music now. Thanks for joining us, by the way. This is a 7-inch from back in the day. Ooh, looks like doesn't have a date on it. Sometime 1998. It's on Turkish Queen Records. The group's called Arisha. And the song we're going to hear is Crazy. 40 Acres, Claude Mule. Keep it up.
Wrong. strive and struggle for the cause of the Nicaraguan freedom fighters.
Freedom fighters, they are not. They are terrorists.
Wait a minute. This isn't the way the Constitution was set up. This isn't what the Founding Fathers intended.
You start out breaking foreign laws, since most countries have laws against secretly overthrowing their governments, and then you end up breaking the law at home.
Sometimes you have to go above the written law.
They were willing to literally put the Constitution at risk because they believed somehow there was a higher order of things.
We have liberty, and the only way we're going to keep liberty is to have people who are strong, like Reagan and North.
Violence is not the answer. You don't teach the democratic way by shoving an M16 down somebody's throat.
If we continue these policies to rob ourselves in order to feed this national security monster, we are going to continue to degrade American life.
We're only talking about subverting the Constitution, that's all.
What would be traditionally military roles?
When you use these contractors, you gain a lot of efficiencies, you gain a lot of expertise and specialization.
It was devastating because they took over my job. I ended up doing nothing. We had to train these KBR contractors how to fix these radios. We had to walk them through all the basic steps. But when I could be actively becoming a better soldier and becoming more proficient in my job, instead I'm going to sit up on guard duty to wait around while KBR contractors are doing the job that I had to train them to do. Across the board, people lost their jobs. Quartermaster companies, mechanic, any logistics soldiers were involved with, their jobs were outsourced to KBR.
A funny thing happened to me this morning on the way to the Inquisition.
Oh, what? If I might ask you.
I saw there was a man played and beaten outside on the public square.
What?
And I walked right up to the man and I said, "Dear friend, why are you here?" And he said to me, he said, "Pastor, you know, it's a funny thing. For many years I've been up on this cross and I thought, you know, golly, Pastor, I thought I'd never get down and I've begun to get discouraged.
No.
I thought I'd never return again."
Sounds like a doubter to me, Ray.
By golly, it's true. And I've seen a lot of these fellows in my time and my work in the prisons.
Yep. With the dope addicts.
Yep.
I've seen these before. And I said to him, fella, Bob, who was his name, lumber executive. I said, "Bob, don't you think that God knows you're suffering?
God knows, he knows."
Yeah, and you know what he said to me? He said, "No," he said, "I am God." He said, "I'm Sergeant Louis Illuminato, the head of the church and president of the district."
A self-realized man.
Yeah, so I licked his boots
at that point.
How'd they taste?
Good. Great. Which is why I wanted to gather you together here this morning to talk to you about how these boots taste.
Oh, friends, humility tastes better, you know, than being conceited and not having well-rounded personality.
Yeah, lick a boot.
Lick a boot, man.
And you'll find that, by golly, it'll make a difference in your life. I know it did to mine.
You find a different color underneath.
You're right, man. You never know. The polish of life comes off.
The taste remains the same, but the tongue.
Can never be told a lie. Remember that. And turn on any rock and roll radio station.
Oh, Brother! with you and you and you and you and you too. And every ghoul and every fool and every drunk and broken rule can be the same. There's no address, the way to find the place. Slide yourself down, downtown till you start to lose your face. And you, of which there ain't the slightest trace. Don't care no more, we're all a whore. And now you stand inside the door. Downtown at dawn where they drift through the girl. Downtown at dawn where we rub through the nerve. Downtown at dawn at the dropout nightclub. Dropout nightclub. switch the commune crap. Time bomb, a middle class flip flop. I guess that's why they end up in Paris. He's a grip grip, and us all is a grip grip, and us all condescends to black men. I'm very nice to them. He took a chili while driving through Haslingdon. He got 60-hour weeks in stone toilet back gardens. Peter Cook's jokes, bad dope, check shirts, fancy groups, a point of fingers at America. And now Pokey Quaid streets in Cambridge.
Contracts were awarded with the knowledge and approval of the Vice President's office, which would seem to contradict his previous statements.
As Vice President, I have absolutely no influence of, involvement of, knowledge of, in any way, shape, or form of contracts.
And he was Vivian Roth. Is extremely
and he came,
unto the house of his mother's own sons.
Mine was to the government, but it's surplus to a deficit. They had a deficit in the house of the man showing up to the home and facing fiscal responsibility.
Two stomachs left, Wiley. Who cares?
Joe, Boston Demobilizer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Any plans for the future?
Yeah, party. The problem is they crossed the line and wanted to take my shades. I'm going where everyone else is going. The Millennium, stupid. I'm going to the big one. Let them try and keep me out.
So Joe vaulted through his signature smoke ring, and the defeated dromedary peeled off behind the wheels of his certainly is to the big to-do living
party.
That's tonight.
Keep me away if it was the end of the world.
Well, I think it is.
See you there.
Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone with your clone. You can go out for the night and still stay at home. You can call yourself on the cellular phone. You don't need a mirror to see how you've grown. You're never alone with your clone. You can talk to yourself and it won't look weird. You can shave every day and still grow a beard. Have your duplicate personal re-engineered. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone with your clone. And you can walk all the time in the other guy's shoes. Give up your life to the cause that you choose. Now watch the reports on the evening news. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, it's a bifocal schizophrenic occurrence. Standing in for yourself on a feat of endurance. You can kill yourself, collect the insurance. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone with your clone. You can suffer the victim and be your own thief. Both sides of the law, above and beneath. You can be your own dentist and pull your own teeth. You're never alone with your clone. But you can marry yourself if the laws will allow. Have sex with yourself, but don't ask me how. Immediate, instant, the future is now. You're never alone with your clone. No, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. You're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. Cloned your own clone in multiplication, there would be no division in your population, and you could be your own united nation. You're never alone with your clone. And clone upon clone, like the fishes and bread, you could oh so fruitfully settle and spread until the whole wide world was identically bred. You're never alone with your clone. As above and below, an immaculate view, you would look just like God, it would look just like you, and there would be nothing that you couldn't do. You're never alone with your clone. You could write your own warning upon your own wall, and monotonous saints, the clarion call, and you would go crazy, and so would we all. You're never alone with your clone. Oh, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone. Yeah, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone with your clone.
Jim Page, the clone song, winding down this edition of 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Before that, a Circumstantial Happenstance. Before that, The Fall with English Scheme from the Grotesque album, which I think was their second album. Richard Hell and the Voidoids did Downtown at Dawn from the Groups of Wrath compilation. That is Circumstantial Happenstance there, with some Fireside Theater from the Not Insane album. Morphine did 11 O'Clock from Like Swimming. We had an unknown punk track in there. It was listed as the Melvins, but it sure didn't sound like the Melvins. Sorry, whatever it was. John Spencer Blues Explosion did Talk About the Blues. Sonic Youth did Dirty Boots from the Goo album. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with Fireside Theater from the Just Friends album, the Lick a Boot segment. Transylvia did Instachrist from the Thorazine Stretch Factor compilation album. A group called Duh did Pocket Pool from the Unholy Handjob. Clipped Beaks did Melter from the Horse Lords album. We started the set with a 7-inch from Orisha. The tune was called Crazy. Oh, here are 40 Acres Clone Mule. Close it out. We got the stats. The amount of music brought in the studio not played by weight, 48%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 4.5 minutes. Number of Circumstantial Happenstances, looks like 6. Thanks for choosing 40 Acres of the Clone Mule to make your transition into the other with you. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.